I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Child soldiers are back in the news, this time in the Central African Republic. Africanland Mission Steve Walcott couldn't confirm the reports. However, he says new reports have surfaced indicating trouble is ahead for Christians.
It's just been a very difficult situation for the church to actually even engage in anything beyond survival.
Will you pray? An assessment team is going in next week.
As we pray together against the schemes of Satan that are posed to us, that we will actually see advances and see God intervene on our behalf, just like he did in the Gideon story.
Next, a tornado destroyed it. Now it's heading to Africa. 2 years ago, a tornado struck the second largest air show in the United States, the Fun in the Sun air show in Lakeland, Florida. Mission Aviation Fellowship was there. MAF's Dave Rask.
Next week, we're going to take it back to the Sun and Fun air show 2 years after it was destroyed there. And that'll be kind of the departing point before it heads off to Africa.
It was rebuilt, and MAF bought it. The dedication will be April 12th at the same air show for work in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Operation Mobilization's asking you to pray for fruit from Unified. It's an outreach to immigrant boys ages 15 to 20 seeking refuge in Sweden. An OM short-term mission team spent last week sharing Christ without words. They learned about the boys' cultures and what they enjoy doing. They also played sports and music with them and ended the week with an Easter party. Pray the boys will be touched by the love of God. Pray they'll accept Christ as Savior. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7's offering you a free set of four beautiful bookmarks to help you do that. Keep one in your Bible and share the others with friends. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.